Tripping Hazard by Hulow Sweetpea, read by Apple Sapling. The thing is, Eddie has no goddamn clue where the extra dice are coming from. He's asked the gremlins, and they all swear they've never seen them before, and even accuse Eddie of making it all up. He's never found a full magic set, but whenever he finds one under the couch, or in the kitchen sink, or on the bookshelf, he adds it to the growing collection that started in a plastic promotional cup for some fancy microbrewery and now lives in a shoebox he pulled from the back of the closet. So when he sees Steve, pain in his ass, love of his life, and Robin, also pain in his ass, lesbian in arms, dump a battered tub of dice on the apartment floor, he almost screams, "It's been you two?" Steve looks up from the riot of color that skitters over the vinyl floor. "What? I have been finding dice for weeks and it's been driving me nuts. I'm pretty sure the kids thought I was gaslighting them, but it's been you two all along." Robin holds up a marbled blue D4. "Well, last time I touched your dice, you..."
"Told you to get your own." Eddie buries his face in his hands. "Jesus Christ."
"And it sort of got out of hand," says Robin as she scoops up a handful. There's pinks, purples, greens, oranges, glitter. "We went to one of those nerd shops and they had a huge bowl of unmatched sets. And then we found Etsy." Steve holds out a D4, D20 and D10, all clear with tiny buds suspended inside. "And we're pretty sure it's a problem, but we haven't made our own yet, so I kind of think that's a win." Robin looks to Steve and he nods.
"That's a win," says Eddie, deadpan.
Steve leans over and kisses his cheek. "We didn't know it was driving you nuts, babe. We might have gotten carried away, but it's been a lot of fun."
"Will I even get you to play?" asks Eddie.
Steve and Robin share a glance.
"Maybe."
Eddie kisses the top of Steve's head. "I'll take a maybe. Let me get the shoebox out of the closet. I've got so many fucking dice in there."
"Do you have my lesbian set?" asks Robin.
"If by that you mean lesbian flag colors, yeah, there's a few in there. Maybe you should stop dumping them on the floor." Robin leans back on her hands. "It's also an auditory experience, Eddie. Heard of a dice tray, Buckley? It'll keep them all together and you can still hear the clackling that I guess you're into."
"Like a fucked up waterfall," says Robin.
"Sure." Eddie turns to go to his and Steve's bedroom. "Honestly, it's kind of cute. Even if it's made his past month a nightmare." The end.